Hello, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, Peace Be With You, and to the eighth in a series of episodes called, simply enough, Why Lutheran? However, this special episode has an expanded title, Why Epiphany Lutheran Church? And I'm Pastor E.B. from Epiphany Lutheran Church in Bastrop, Texas, located on the Colorado River, about 30 miles southeast of Austin. To find out more about us, please stop by our virtual home at epiphanybastrop.org. We hope that this series of episodes will help folks, even those among us who aren't sure why we're Lutherans, to become more familiar with Christians who call themselves Lutheran, particularly here in Central Texas, and not the other way around. I often wonder what folks think, if anything at all, when they hear or read the name Epiphany Lutheran Church, and particularly those folks who are church shopping, and why I wonder would a person exploring Christianity, a person who is looking for a Christian church, take a second look at a Lutheran one? I have been asked more than once if Lutherans are Christians. And honestly, I get it. I walk in those shoes once upon a time. Nearly 40 years ago, when I stood with my wife, a lifelong Lutheran, at the altar in front of a Lutheran chaplain, I knew nothing, absolutely nothing, about the Lutheran Church. So I understand when folks don't know what to make of the name Lutheran. Someone recently remarked to me that we're Lutherans because we follow the teachings of Martin Luther. Well, yes, that's true, but it makes us sound like we're disciples of Martin Luther rather than disciples of Jesus. More accurately, Lutheran congregations accept and preach the Bible-based teachings of Martin Luther that inspired the Reformation of the Christian Church in the 16th century. Lutheran pastors preach, teach, and confess Christ crucified, that believers are saved by God's grace and mercy alone through his gift of faith alone, in Christ alone. And what then about the name Epiphany? It appears at the same time every year on the church calendar, but while the word Epiphany is frequently used in English, it doesn't appear at all in the Bible, not in English anyway. The word Epiphania, from which the English Epiphany is derived, does occur in the original Greek of the New Testament 6 times, used exclusively by Paul in 4 of his epistles. Yet while not meant to be intentionally cryptic, Epiphany Lutheran Church is really less of a name on the marquee and more of a statement of identity and purpose. On more than one occasion, after I've introduced myself as the pastor of Epiphany Lutheran Church, I've been asked about the name Epiphany. One person remarked, "That's a beautiful name." Then after a short pause, "What does it mean?" I get such questions from the churched and unchurched alike. I agree, Epiphany certainly is a beautiful name, and it's a fitting name for a congregation of believers, even though, in my experience, few folks really know what to make of it. I happened across a very thoughtful and thought-provoking article titled Choosing Epiphany on Journey with Jesus, a website that bills itself as a weekly webzine for the global church, written in 2019 by Debbie Thomas, a columnist for Christian Century magazine. The title caught my eye as the pastor of a newly formed congregation that chose Epiphany as its name. On Saturday, January 6th, 2024, I was installed as, that is, officially became, the first pastor of Epiphany Lutheran Church, a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, chartered just 8 months earlier. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, or the LCMS, as it's more commonly known, is the second largest Lutheran church body in North America and the 11th largest Christian denomination in the USA. The date of my installation service was intentional. January 6th, the feast day of Epiphany on the Christian church calendar, with which most Christians have at least a passing familiarity. In some churches and cultures, Epiphany is known as Three Kings Day, and while the familiar carol begins with, "We three kings of Orient are," the biblical account of the Magi's visit doesn't specify just how many wise men were actually present. Epiphany, as the name of both a feast day and the season that follows Christmas, is something heard in most church circles. But what about the same name of a new congregation seen and heard, perhaps for the first time, beyond our church doors by everyday folks who don't know what Lutheran means? In other words, why choose Epiphany? In the unofficial history of Epiphany Lutheran Church, put together by one of our founding members for the chartering ceremony in May 2023, he writes, "We adopted the name Epiphany Lutheran Church because we anticipated having our first service on or around the Feast of the Epiphany in 2022. On February 6th, 2022, Epiphany Lutheran Church celebrated its first divine service with 44 people in attendance." Again, In a church sense, the choice of Epiphany is certainly a meaningful one. Even by the definition of the word itself, it makes sense. Epiphany comes from the Greek noun epiphaneia, which means shining forth, manifestation, or revelation. To have an epiphany is to have a moment of revelation and insight. Epiphany in Christianity, then, is the revelation of Jesus to the world as Christ, God incarnate, in particular to the non-Jewish world through the Gentile Magi who traveled a great distance to worship this newborn king. But there's much more packed into the epiphany of Scripture than just a moment of revelation and insight. At the beginning of her article, Choosing Epiphany, Ms. Thomas writes, "During this brief liturgical season between Christmas and Lent, we're invited to leave miraculous births and angel choirs behind and seek the love, majesty, and power of God in seemingly mundane things: water, doves, voices, sky. In the gospel stories we read during this season, God parts the curtains for brief, shimmering moments, allowing us to look beneath and beyond the ordinary surface of our lives and catch glimpses of the extraordinary. Or at least that's the goal, the hope, the dream. The difficulty is, I'm not quite sure what 21st century epiphanies should look like. I've never seen the heavens part or heard a divine voice thundering through the clouds. Though I've professed belief in a self-revealing God all my life, I have not experienced revelation in any of the ways the epiphany stories describe." Near the end of her article, she concludes that we must choose epiphany, choose it and then practice it with resolute intention and diligence. The challenge is always before us. Look again, look harder, see freshly, stand in the place that looks utterly ordinary, and regardless of how jaded you feel, cling to the possibility of a surprise that is God. Listen to the ordinary and know that it is infused with divine mystery. Well, I'm not sure I or any other believer could view Epiphany, with the big E, as a choice. However, I do share her sentiment that an epiphany, with a little e, can happen when we look again, look harder, see freshly. That is, when we pay more attention to our surroundings. The late Dr. Charles T. Knippel, a pastor and professor of practical theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, in an article for the Lutheran Witness magazine 15 years ago, wrote that Epiphany has a remarkable epiphanizing splendor all of its own, that God emboldens our faith and sets our lives ablaze to be what Christ called us to be, the light of a dark world, his people who epiphanize the lives of other people and revelations to them of Jesus' saving manifestations. Epiphany, Dr. Knippel continues, enlightens us as it proclaims great scriptural truths. The time of celebration emphatically declares that Jesus, who was born at Bethlehem, is true God made man. It announces that God has appeared among us as the promised one to be the Savior of all people of every nation, Gentiles as well as Jews. At Christmas, we emphasize that God became man. Epiphany puts the spotlight on the truth that this human being born in Bethlehem is truly God. He is the God-man. This is the overarching meaning of Epiphany in our congregation's name. And maybe in the church sense, Epiphany is about choosing, with God's help, of course. The Magi chose to seek out the King of the Jews, but it was the hand of God that compelled them and gave them a star to guide them. The founding members of our congregation, inspired by the Holy Spirit, chose a name that reflects the truth to our community and beyond about Jesus Christ as God incarnate. And after much prayer for discernment and the wisdom to make the right choice, God led me to choose Epiphany to accept the call to become the first pastor of a new Lutheran congregation in Bastrop, Texas. As for the name Lutheran, that belonged to Martin Luther, a 16th century Roman Catholic priest and theology professor in Germany, who found himself at odds with the church he loved over, among other issues, the sale of forgiveness of sins, called indulgences, and was excommunicated by the Pope. This explains why Lutheran pastors wear robes and stoles in, pardon the pun, Catholic fashion, and why baptism and communion in our church are considered sacraments. Does this mean that we're some strangely named branch of Protestants with Catholic underpinnings? Not quite. In 1522, Luther wrote, "I ask that my name be left silent and people not call themselves Lutheran, but rather Christians. The fact is, we believe that we are saved by God's grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. We teach that Jesus is the focus of the entire Bible and that faith in him alone is the way to eternal salvation. Nothing more, nothing less." And a church is not its name and building, but its people. Epiphany is a God thing, whether the event recorded in Matthew's Gospel or the formation of a new congregation of believers who preach, teach, and confess Christ crucified. And with his help, we too can reach the unchurched with the light and love of Christ by sharing the splendor of Epiphany as God did by the star that guided the Magi. I personally invite you to visit us online at epiphanybastrop.org. And if you're here in the Bastrop area, consider visiting us in person. Become part of our history. Be part of our future. This episode is part of our Peace Be With You podcast, brought to you by Epiphany Lutheran Church in Bastrop, Texas. To find out more about us, please visit us online at epiphanybastrop.org. You can reach us by email at peacebewithyoupodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Pastor EB saying so long, and peace be with you.